Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
There you go. Not only is that an appropriate song for where we are in terms of getting back to school and our schedules in the midst of COVID-19, but that is also a song by Carly Simon, who turns 75 years old today. So yay, happy birthday, Carly Simon. It is right now 70 degrees. 8:39. Speaking of music, we all love music, especially here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Joining us from Narrowway Theater, Angelina Steele. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll talk about the music. You probably can anticipate some good things, I understand, are happening, as in tomorrow night?
Yes, we are actually getting ready to premiere our brand new show, Anno Domini, to a limited audience.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening, we are running at a little bit under half capacity, close to 30-40% allowed in the theater at a time. And so we are getting ready to open that show tomorrow to the public, and we are so excited. Excited beyond words.
Oh. Just, I can only imagine. And so you're looking at about 40% capacity because of the physical distancing that is required.
Yes, we are distancing our guests in our theater. No one will be in a row directly in front or behind you. And we are putting at least 2 seats between every party in the theater. So we're keeping everybody nice and spaced out, but still able to come out and enjoy our shows.
That is so wonderful. How did COVID-19 impact your spring and summer schedule?
Well, it really hit us hard. COVID hit at the opening, the second opening weekend of our second largest show that we have in the year, our Easter show, The Fourth Cross. We had about 3 solid performances one weekend, and then the next weekend we were opening a full weekend starting on Friday, and then COVID hit, so we had to completely shut down everything. Shut down shows, shut down rehearsals. We were also in rehearsals for Anno Domini, which is a huge, huge production.
Well, that's good. At least there was the light at the end of the tunnel to look forward to, because I know the amount of talent, time, dedication, it's all volunteer from, a performer's standpoint. I'm sure that was so disappointing for not only the audience, but the cast members.
Yes, it absolutely was. The Fourth Cross is a audience favorite, and it's also a cast favorite. So to barely be able to, we got through Tech Week and open the show, and then we had to close it. So it was very disappointing, but we did have Anno Domini coming up. Some of the cast that was not able to be in Fourth Cross this season because we had to close it down was able to jump in and join us for Anno Domini. So that was a bright spot for them. But we did. We shut down. Normally, for a show as big as Anno Domini, we'll be in solid rehearsals once a week from January until the time that we open with the full cast. And then we'll have special called rehearsals. And we really were not able to get full cast rehearsals in until May. So we had a little
and how big
over
is the cast?
A month. The cast is between, we have 2 casts that perform every show, and they're between 65 and 75 members of the performing cast that you'll see on stage.
Well, it's like you had said before, it's a very, it's almost like a secret, people don't realize that this is like Broadway. I mean, this is the real deal. The caliber of talent, the quality, all original pieces written, composed, and magnificent. We certainly see that Broadway is not opening, and we talk about how cast members and team members, how are you implementing the guidelines within your cast right now?
Within our cast, we have temp checks every single time really anybody enters the theater, temperature checks on our cast. We are also going to be temp checking our audience as well, because we want to keep our audience safe, but we also want to keep our cast safe.
Yes.
So we're doing temperature checks as people come in. Our entire staff, when you are in for a show, will be wearing masks. Our servers always wear gloves, but they will continue to do that.
Because you are a dinner show.
Yes.
Dinner theater.
Yes, we serve.
And delicious food.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
It is wonderful.
Can we talk about the food
with
this particular production?
We can. So the show is Anno Domini, and at Narrowway, we theme every meal after the show. And when you hear Anno Domini, you're kind of like, what is that? Anno Domini means...
phonetically spelling it right now, Anno Domini.
It means the year of our Lord.
Okay, that's easier for me to remember.
And it picks up, the show picks up right at the crucifixion of Christ. So it is the story of the early church, the story of Stephen, who was the first martyr of the Christian faith. So that's where the show picks up. Stephen was Greek. He was what was called a Hellenistic Jew, so he was not born into Judaism, but he was a convert. So the meal has a Greek theme to it.
Ooh.
Yes.
I love how you guys reach and grab and
yes.
create.
So it is a flame-roasted chicken breast on top of a saffron rice with a balsamic reduction, Parmesan-crusted potato wedges, which are to die for. Every time we have the meal, I look forward to those potato wedges.
Oh, wow.
We have an Israeli salad, which has some unique ingredients. It has tabbouleh, parsley, some lemon juice. It's delicious as well. A rolled pita bread, tzatziki sauce, which is a cucumber yogurt-based sauce. It has cucumber and garlic and lemon, a side of that, and then baklava for dessert.
Wow, you guys thought of everything.
Yes.
So good. How do we get tickets?
So you can go to narrowway.net, and we have tickets online through the end of July. We are having to go in and social distance our audience, some of those that already had tickets. So as we're going through and social distancing them, then we are opening up online. And there is a program that automatically runs on the online ticket sales that if you pick seats that are too close to another party, it will automatically adjust you down a little bit so that you don't accidentally get right next to somebody. And you can also call the box office at our number 803-802-2300, and you can talk to a
real
ticket.
Person.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
you might talk
go
to me.
Old school. yes, exactly. And you're located. Your physical address is where?
3327 Highway 51 in Fort Mill. We are very close to Carowinds, if you're familiar with that area, just a little bit south of Charlotte.
Wow, I am so excited that this is happening. Another thing that is really a very popular, successful is your summer camp program. Have you been able to host those this year?
We have. We have been able to do our summer camps. We've been applying the social distancing there. Our kids are wearing masks. We have hand sanitizer stations set up all over the theater, which they're set up during our shows as well, easily accessible to the kids and audience and staffers. We just finished our first summer camp. They had their mini musical performance yesterday night. So our summer camps are either an 8-day or a 13-day camp where the kiddos come in and they learn just about how to put on a mini musical, and they learn a mini musical and get to perform it as sort of their recital of everything that they've learned. The next camp is going to be a 13-day camp, and it begins July 6th, and then we have one more after that that's another 8-day camp.
Wow. Well, I just love to know that you are there, you're busy, and the show goes on. Of course, this is a nonprofit Christian theater. It's spectacular. You all are so talented. And thank you so much for joining us today on Palmetto Morning just to share the information and let us know that we too can have the opportunity to enjoy a production at Narrowway Theater.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Until next time.
All right.